It's why your family's number one here at 96.5 on the Family Show with Liam, Robbie and Ness, and our relationships guru is Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. Why not to panic when you fall out of love with your husband or wife? Does it happen regularly, Bruce? Good morning.
Yes, it does happen regularly, and sadly, a lot of people panic when it happens, because obviously when you first start in a relationship, you know, obviously it's amazing. It's really, really good, and I'm sure some of your listeners would be very familiar with the concept of my wife and I, when we got married, we actually lived in separate houses and then got married and moved in together. And it was a really trendy thing to do once, and everyone was doing it. And I have to tell you, we were so in love when we moved in together. But it doesn't take long for little things to start a sort of appearing in your relationship that start to niggle away at it. And then all of a sudden, it feels like one day that you're just not in love anymore. And then some people get stuck at that point.
Is it about not being in love, or is it about understanding that, like, love changes as you spend more time together?
Yeah, look, I think, Robbie, it's, you know, if we all go back to when it first started, you know, we're quite often young and naive and potentially a little bit innocent to the realities of the world. And the reality of living and sharing a life with someone is different than what it's like to be in that first love, and how spontaneous and crazy and, you know, awesome that is. I still remember when Jillian and I moved in together, and we, you know, we had this wonderful marriage and everything was good. Now, everyone knows that the best way to put the toilet roll on is so that it goes up and over away from the wall. Everyone knows that, right? That's the Australian standard. Jillian would put it on so it ran down the wall. Now, when you're in love, you're just going, that's so cute. That's just different. Isn't that unique? It's just one of those really cute things that sort of make it different. But after 3 months, guess what you do? You go in and you see that it's on the wrong way. And I say to people, well, what do you do? And you go, well, you turn it over. Well, you're not really turning it over. You're fixing it. And once you've fixed it, then all of a sudden this is a matter for conversation. And all these little niggling things about sharing a life with someone now becomes more of a major issue. You're not talking about dreams and goals and passion and how good it is to see you. It's like, by the way, woman, the toilet roll goes over the top, not down the wall. And that can really have a negative impact for couples.
So are you really not falling out of love at all? You're just getting more annoyed with others' inconsistencies?
Yeah, look, we have four steps that we really encourage couples to remember. And the first step is the first date mentality step. Like, all relationships will go through these four steps. And first date mentality is when you're just on fire. That's when you're doing all the right things. That's when you're spraying the aftershave in the air and stepping around in a big circle and letting it fall all over you. You've got the flowers and the romance. Then what comes next, and a lot of couples get surprised, is dissatisfaction. So, you know, I'll say to some couples, they go, okay, well, mate, dissatisfaction, I wasn't expecting this, you know, we were in love. Well, look, dissatisfaction's normal, healthy, expected part of a relationship. It's the second step. Then you've got the challenge with the third step, and resolution is the third step. A lot of people just get stuck at dissatisfaction, and that's when they stay for 40 years. That's the dangerous part.
And so is it the fact that people are that naive, they think that that's not going to happen?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I say to couples sometimes, you know, particularly younger ones, and they go, how's it going? And you're good. And I said, do you argue? Oh, well, we don't even argue at all. We are so in love. And I go, well, that's a shame, because all the research says that the better you argue before you get married, the more likely your relationship is to survive, because you know what to do when dissatisfaction turns up, when that it's going to happen, and we need to learn how to do resolution, where our parents' generation just, you know, when it got to dissatisfaction, it was like, well, you married her, you live with her. You've only got 40 years to go. Look at your mother and I. We've done okay, haven't we? And it's like, well, did you resolve any of that stuff? No, we didn't resolve it. We just pretended it wasn't there. And our new generation, when they get to dissatisfaction, sadly, they just pack up and go. Geez, I wasn't expecting this. And then we don't learn anything about resolution, and we don't get onto that fourth step, which is just red hot. And that's when your relationships are just ticking away like crazy. And we need to go through all four. We need first date mentality time. We need dissatisfaction time. We need resolution time. And we need time for red hot. And it's getting all of those four back into our relationships.
So you're saying the old style isn't right either, because that whole where people stay together, you'll often see in relationships, they'll stay together for the children, and the minute the children have grown up, then they'll split.
Then they're gone. And look, and that's a really sad example of where we just got to dissatisfaction and we never did resolution. It's sort of like the empty nested divorce, and we never invested any time. So I think, you know, one of the solutions that is part of every relationship you know, I counselled a guy the other day who is just telling me they got two young children, and he goes, I just don't feel like I love her anymore. And I said, you're probably exhausted. You probably don't even have any time to feel like you're in love. And my encouragement to him, which has worked really well for him over the last few weeks, is just to do loving things for her. And, you know, we talked about this last week, about us being married 25 years. Sometimes when you don't feel like you're in love, that's when you have to do the loving thing.
And it can be the smallest practical thing, can't it, really?
Oh, yeah. Look, and hopefully everyone can remember that. That's the first date mentality stuff, Rob. You know, it's like sticking the, you know, the note under the pillow. It's like the little phone call. It's sending a text message during the middle of the day. It's bringing the washing in. It's doing something that to say, hey, I just want to demonstrate some loving things to you, and I want to stay connected to you. And dissatisfaction's normal. I expected we would be at this particular point. There's no need to panic. You know, we will sort this out and not let it just resent away or just go under the surface and not be attended to. So then you end up with that shock in, you know, in 20 years' time. So,
what if you start to resent the fact that you're the one that was bringing in the washing?
Then you need to have the conversation. Say, honey, I'm having a bit of dissatisfaction here. It's normal. It's expected. It's healthy. And that's okay. Let's just have that conversation to get the resolution done and make sure you get back to red hot.
What do you do when you think you've fallen out of love with your husband or wife from red hot relationships? Good advice, Bruce. Mate, let's catch up next week.
Enjoy, guys.
Your family's always number one here at 96.5.